Yeah, we're holding the Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph on top. But the Gemara says again, the Rambam of Yehuda, Mashmo that Chelev Shehabosa Chayfur Oisai, any Chelev you have in the animal that is meat, there's Bosa covering it over, is Mut, you'll not eat it. That's not in the category of the Yisra of Chelev. Alma, what do we see? That when the Torah says Shal HaKsolim, the Torah says the fat on top of the loins, it says Shal HaKsolim, so we know to Darshan, what it means to say is, the Torah does not mean to say the fat that's inside the loins, but only the one that's on top of it. So therefore, Hochinami Bayas also the same thing. The Torah only said the fat that's above the kidneys, that has the Yisachelev on it. But not the fat, not these chuta, not these strings, not like these veins that go through the kidneys, they don't have the Yisachelev on it. Therefore, it's mutatit, those chutin. Now, Gufa, what we just had before, Omer Reb Abba, Omer Reb Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Omer Shmuel, that Chelev, the fat, Shehabosa Chayfroisoi, any fat that's covered up with flesh, with meat, the locher is muta. So such fat is not bechlal the yisur of chelev shal haklois alak solim, and therefore it's muta. So more the question, any it's not that way. For your omer of Abba, omer of Yehuda, omer Shmuel, that high tarba the tuse masna. He said this fat, the fat that's under the loins, mitus the tuse masna underneath the loins, also exosetit. So chur the kashra is even though there's the loins, there's this flesh covering it up on top. Still, you see, you could have chelev that's covered up with flesh, with basar, and so it's also bachilu, has an isra chelev on it. Zmora says, no, there, that fat underneath the masni is omrabaya behema bachaya, when the behema is alive and walking, peruke mifrika. It, like the animal itself, its limbs like become dislocated, like it moves around. And therefore, there are times that that fat is not covered up with meat. That's why it's also. Rashi says, Peruke Mifuka means Kishi Aleches, when the animal is moving, a Vereo Noyim, the limbs like move around, or Mis Noyim, Tomim Shenim Shochim Kapi, something gets moved upwards, and Vak Solim, and therefore the loins, Nim Shochim Kapi, to come downwards. And at such a time, Vieina Chelav Nechasaben, so there is a time when the fat is not covered up with the flesh, therefore it's not a kasher why that chelev is also. The Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan, that ano yishinomi, ano lav tavchano, v'lav bat tavchano. I myself, I'm not a butcher, and not the son of a butcher. But on the hiruno, yishinom, but I remember, ta'ochi hevi amr be medrasha, that this is the word used to say in the Beis Medrash. We used to learn in the Beis Medrash. This is the word used to say. It used to say over in the Beis Medrash that behema b'chayel, an animal when it's alive, is peruke mifrika, like its limbs will become moving around, dislocated. It's like we just said that the pshat is this chelev sometimes becomes uncovered, so it's not covered up by flesh. That's why here it has nisa chelev. The other chelev, since it's covered up with flesh, it has no nisa chelev on it. Omer Reb Abba, Omer Reb Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Chelev Shal HaMasais, the fat that's upon the Masais, again that's one of the stomachs in the behemoth, that the Chelev is on top of this, or else the Beis HaKosis, or else the fat that's on top of the Beis HaKosis, also, these are two parts of the stomach of the behemoth. Rashi says, HaMasais Beis HaKosis, B'Soif HaKerev, that's the end of it. That's not the main part of the fat that's covering up the caliph, the kerif. Shekurin tilo, shutus of krum. That's the ikka fat. But this fat is also us. It's also called part of the caliph, hamachases a kerif. Therefore, he says the caliph that's on top of the masas and the base of kaisis, these two parts of the stomach of a behemoth, is asurim. And vienus chorus, whoever eats from this fat, he's chayav chorus, that's the real fat of a behemoth. Vizel chelev shal hakerev, this considers the fat on top of the kerev, the insides. When the Torah says chelev shal hakerev, it means the fat is included in this, the fat on top of the masses and the basic cases. Omer Reb Abba, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Haitabo De Kali Busto. He says this fat of the Kabbalisto is also of Yehuda's chorus. It's also Osir, and if you did, Yechayev Chorus. B'zer Chelo Shalak Solim. This is called the fat upon the loins, the Torah says. So Rashi says, Tarbo Tikuli Busto. Rashi says, Etzem Kotin, it's a small bone. O Munach Al Etzem, it's on top of another bone. Shekur and Henko. O Mechubul Achulius, Ha'alye, it's attached like to the Chulius, the vertebrates, by the tail. Milmal on top. And the all of Yesh Chelev, on top of this, there's some fat. So kids, this fat is also awesome in the Raisa, and that's also called part of the fat, Shalak Solom. The fat on top of the loins. Now, the Yomer Reb Abba, Omer Reb Yudah Mar Shmuel, name of Shmuel, that Chutin Shabiyad, she know the veins in the hand, the Chutin Shabiyad, Asurim, the Yosu Avinisa Chelev on it. So Rashi says, Chutin Shabiyad means Shonu Noitlim Nakosif. That the we take off from the shoulders, those chutim, those veins, have an issa chelev on it. There's a small veins there. They have an issa chelev. So, Rav Safra said back that Moshe, just to say, Katama Chochem, Mi Omer Rachmon, the Torah said, Letecho Bisro. So the Torah said, now I eat meat. Like, for what purpose are these veins also? Who are these veins? Are only boso. How could it say it's also? So, Omer Rav said back, Moshe, like I said back to him, Moshe, Tamachochem, like Miyomer Rachmon Ocho Doma, does the Torah say you'll not eat blood? There is a question of these chutim is not as this Chelev Shemroi, but there's a lot of blood in these veins. Therefore, you can't eat the veins the way they are. So, like Miyomer Rachmon Ocho Doma, the Torah say eat blood, so therefore, you can't eat the chutim the way they are. But Enoch Nami Chotcho, but if you had cut off these limbs, and then you would salt it. Then you even let it cook up this meat in a pot. Then it would be okay. Because only saying you can't eat the chutim the way they are, the complete vein. But if you cut it up, cut it into pieces, and then salt it, then you could get the dam out, and then it would be mutar b'achila. So here said the yisur is not mishum chelev, but the yisur is mishum dam. Om Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Reish Meyo. So if you say the name of Shmuel, that the fat that's upon the first part of the intestines, that means Reish Meya, the beginning. Rashi says Kishadak in Yotzim in a cave, when the dak and the intestines come out of the stomach, so Lagara Chelu Shaleim Orech Amah, you have to scrape off that first length of fat there, an amah's worth. So that's called Reish Meya, the beginning of the intestines. Piyamto, one amah's worth of it is boi gerera. You have to peel off, scrape off that fat. Bizel chelev shaladakin. That's called the fat that's on top of the dakin, part of it on top of the intestines. The Torah calls that an issa chelev. So Rashi says, Bizel chelev shaladakin, shenechlo kobore bishmover bikiva, bielu trefus, yada machlekis before, and elu trefus, this is also or not. So on this chelev is the machlekis. That's called chelev shaladakin. The Yom Rav Yudah of Yudah says, Chutin Shebukits, he says, again, so Yom Rav Yudah, Chutin Shebukits Asurin. These veins are in the Ukits, some call it the rump. That's also, that has Nisa Chelev on it. Rashi says, Shebukits means Henk. There's a Hainu, Hei Chutin, the Kafli Plunkish. These are the five veins there. Ukits is the Henker. Now, Chamisha Chute Ispei, the Kafli. Ishno, there are five veins there in the loins. There are five veins there. Chamisha chutin isbe de kaflo. Tlosa miyemino. Vetate mismailo. There are three on the right side and two on the left side. Now, tlosa mifsle litre. Out of these, like each one of the three veins, they branch into two. And tre mitzle litlosa tlosa. And each one of the two veins, they branch off into three veins. Smoris says, Nafkamina, what's the difference between this here? Nafkamina is, the sholof lehu, if you like pull out these veins, if you remove the veins, ad chamimi, while it's still, when the flesh is still warm, like we just shechted, when still warm, you should know, mishtalfi, you'll be able to get them out easy. V'loi, but if you don't pull them out when it's still fresh, when it's still warm, the meat, then boy, chatuti basrayu, you have to do a good job and follow them up to make sure you get out all this amount of veins. That's why it's good to know that this branch off into two, and these branch off into three. The Rashi says, boy lechtute basrayu, you have to check out, dig out after them, achiyim sabi misrazet, till you find this amount of number. V'roishen echod mechubi b'shedro, v'roishen of tzolom, nedvokim ta'achas achozo, proshetzo. That's how long these veins are. It's an eitz tova to pull them out right away when the meat is still fresh, and not wait till later. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, V'teimah, Rav Yehuda, some say Rav Yehuda said, Chamisha chutin hevei, there are five veins over there. Hevei, Rashi says, Hei mekoymes, the ven chutin shalisa. There are five different places that you have veins that are also titim. Now, Tlosim mishum tarba, three of these veins, the Sul explains which one, are also mishum adin of chelev of fat, or train mishum dama. And two of these veins are also because they have a lot of blood inside them. So like this, the tachli, the veins that go by the spleen, or the kafli, the one that goes by the loins, or the kalisa, and the one that goes into the kidneys, mishum tarba. Those veins are also mishum chelev, mishum disafat. But the yoda, the veins that go in like the yod in the hands, in the limb, or else udeloi, or the ones that goes through the cheeks. Rashi says the yodimin shebiyad loy shebalechi for chutin dakan, the small veins dehu to choshev hilka river said letoni mizuket. I was not talking about the veins of the neck. Shafei mishum dam, they're also asim mishum dam, but they were talking about the small veins. The kids of the veins in the yod in the hand or in the lechi or in the cheek mishum dama. Those veins are also because they have a lot of blood inside them. So Moses Lamainaf Kamina, what's the difference? Hani di mishum dama, the ones that are only yosim mishum blood. Imachtachlu, if you cut them up, or molachlu and you salt them, shapidami, then you'll be allowed to eat from them. But hanech leslu tekanta, for the other three veins that are also mishum diestachelev, and then there's not tekanta, those you can't fix up. Omer Rav Kano, v'teimer Rav Yehuda, so come to the name of Rav Yehuda, that chamisha karmei hevei, there are five different kromim, there are five different types of membranes, there are, and also they have these different halachas. That's called chamisha karmei hevei, plus mishum tarba, three of these membranes are also because of the issur of fat, and utrei mishum dama, and two of them are also with the issur of blood. So the same thing now. The tachli, this membrane around the spleen, the kafli, the ones around the loins, or the kalisa, the ones around the kidneys, those are mishum tarba, those are also mishum the issur of fat. And the bayi, the membrane that goes around the beitzim of the testicles of the animal, or the mukra, or else the ones that goes around the brain, that's mishum dama. Those are also mishum blood. Rashi says the mukra means shal hamayich. That's the membrane that goes over the head. That's also Rashi says the beyim means Rashi says beitzim shozocha. These two are also, these membranes have a lot of blood in it. They're also mishum dam. We have Yehuda bar Oishio, heavy kokolaflei tachli. Now Yehuda, he was once scraping off the fat from the spleen. He was like scraping it off. Kolaflei tachli. Lelevi bred Rav Huna Bachia. He was doing it for Levi, the son of Huna Bachia. And have a kogoyim le miloi. He was like cutting away the fat only on the upper part of it. He didn't go straight into it. Only on the upper part he was cutting it away. That's called have a kogoyim le miloi. He's omelis. He said back to him, no, it's not enough just to cut off the upper membrane, but rather chuspe tfei, dig in deeper. Rashi says, "Shlo yehi kolfay ela begoyva b'makom uvav shul mechubisham leklekum lechelev yom lekolif raid ad mato." Like go down further, cut down, go lower down, like take out more fat. So not just to cut the top layer, but told him to go dig down a little bit further in. So also Avu, his father came, Ashkechei found him. Omlei said to them like this: "Hochi yomer Avu adimach." This is what the father of your mother said. Mishum the Rav, the name of Rav. Umani, who is that? Rav Yirmi Barabba. That Leosra Torah Leshal Hadad Bovad. The Torah only Yasid, the fat that's on top of the Dad, that's all. Rashi says it means the Krum Shal Mokam Uvav. Only the top Krum, the top membrane, that thick membrane, that's the only membrane that's also Mishum fats. But not the low, what's lower down? So you don't have to cut off, lower down. Shemur says, Aini, it's not that way. V'yomarav Hamnuno. Tona will learn Krum Shal Hatchol, that this membrane that's around the spleen is also tossed, but v'yein chayov molav. You know, there's no way to the raisa. Mash mitzoni yosem mit rabbonin, not mit the raisa. So the question is, hechidam, what are we talking about? What type of membrane is this over the tchoyim? Hechidam. Ilem, if you want to tell me, shal hadad, the one that's the membrane is on top of it, on top of the spleen, by the dads there, that's where this membrane is. Amayin chayov molav, why aren't you chayv on that? That's Ika Chelev. Rashi says, well, Chelev, HaKerev, it's not much the Chelev or the Kerev. So why do you say it's only Yosem Drabonin? Elad must be the Kulia. Rashi says that Elad the Kulia means Shel Tchul Kulia, means the membrane going around the whole Tchel, around the whole spleen. You see, the whole spleen, taka, the crumb around the whole thing is also. So Amlai said, back to Menachnami, Tanya, Tanya, if you learn like that, you learn like that, Enachnami. But Mashmi, he himself does not change his psak. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, what we just say, Omer Rav Hamnuna, Tony, we learned, Krum Shal Hatchoil, the membrane that's over the spleen, is also tossed from it, but V'yenchen Yochayov Molov, V'nat Chayav Koros, V'yid, it's not also Medirayse Mashmi. Krum Shal Gabi Kulya, but the membrane that's over the Kulya, the membrane which goes over the kidneys, that's Osir, and also the Enchayov Molov. You're not Chayiv Koros feeding it. So where's the question, is that true? For a time you will learn Chayiv Molov, we learn that you are Chayiv. So where says, so go to Stephen, both these about the spleen and the kidneys. So where says, Tcholat Cholakash is no steer upon this membrane. Over the spleen, Ho Kineged Adad. What when would you say it's Osir? That means the membrane that's over the Dad of the spleen. That part of it, the top part of it, that's like also midiraisa, avodat yichayiv, and hosh loy kineged hadad, and that that we say you're not chayiv olov, that's the membrane, that's not kineged the top part, but not kineged the dad, that's not also midiraisa. And kulyal kulyanamalakasha, also there's no steer about the membrane over the kidneys, that one says it's also, one says it's not also. I'll tell you, ho bi loy, ho batitoy. One is talking about the top part of the kidneys, and one is talking about the bottom part. Rashi says, Eloi means the top part, Chelev Mamish, Shalachloi, that's Mamish, the fat on top of the kidneys. Yeshlov Krum Dak, that has a membrane, and that's Mamish Chelev Gomer. But Tisoi, the bottom part, there is not also Midiraisa. The lower part, that membrane there is not also Midiraisa. Nothing more says, Deya Chashuta. What's going to be the locher of? Rashi says it means Beitzei Zohar, Hamoirim Begufay. The Beitzim of a Behema Zohar, that's more that's crushed there like it's hanging there. So, Deya Chashuta. So, Rav Ami Rav Asi, Chadom also, one says it's also heat from it. Rashi says, Mishumeva Menachai, the Yafagab Dutolibay, Kechatuchim Domi, since it's like crushed. So therefore, even though it's still attached, but it's called like it's cut off already. So therefore, since this happened before the Shechita, it's still like Eva Menachai, it's also treated even later after the Shechita. For Chad Shori, one says, no, it's Mutter. You make a Shechita, and the mother later, it still becomes Mutter. So what's the Svara? Man the Yosa, the one that says, no, it's also, it has Nisa Eva Menachai already. Me, the Loi Kobarian, since this will not be able to heal anymore, it can't recover anymore. Therefore, Eva Menachai, it was considered like Eva Menachai, and once it's called Yisra Eva Menachai, it doesn't become Mutter anymore. But Man the Sharwi, the one that says it's Mutter, Mi Deloi Ko Misarchan, since it doesn't start to rot away yet, since it's not Sarach, therefore it's still called part of the animal, like it's still called living on the animal. And therefore, it doesn't have an Yisra Eva Menachai yet. So, Hani Chiyus Yispo, it's still considered like it still has its life to it. Therefore, it's not called Eva Menachayit. Viduch, the other one says, Hodaloy Mesachin. You know why it doesn't start to rot away yet? Le Mesachin Deloy Koshalot Buavira. Because the air can't get into it yet. That's why it doesn't start to rot away yet. But not because it still has some chiyus yet. Vidach, the other one, says no. Hodaloy Brian. You know why it doesn't become recovered, can't become healthy anymore? Kechishusa Hudinakadlu. So only because it became very sick. That's all. But not because it's really considered off yet. It's just that kichusha, like the sickness went into it, so it can't recover. The Enechnam is still called alive yet, does not have an issa, even with a chay on it yet. Oh, Malay Reb Yechanon, L'Rab Shimon Bar Abba, Hani Beya Chashuta, kind of the same thing. We have these beitzim of the animal, testicles of the animal, that were a little crushed, hanging down. So, Shari, he holds a smuta titem. If you make a shchita on the mother, you make a shchita on the behemoth, it's smuta. But v'yat lo techu, you should not eat from it. You know why? V'shom v'yat titesh Torah simecha. Don't go away from the teachings, learnings of your mother. Rashi says, because minyeg mekay mecha, she'ato mibov, you come from bovol, and v'shom lo'gum b'yisra, l'v'gum b'rav amir of asi. So therefore, since you come from Bavel, to you it should still be Yosef. Don't go away from the minig of the Mokum. Oh ma, Baravashi, Hani Beya the Gedio, you should know these beitzim of the kid of the Gedio is at Lassen Yoimin, the first 30 days, Sharyon Puloy Klipa. Let eat from it without taking off the outer membrane. Means when a kid is born, it's less than 30 days old, you're allowed to eat its beitzim even without taking off the klipa. There's no issa dam on it. Mikan v'yelich, when the kid, the goat, is 30 days old already, then it depends. Is Azron, if it had zera inside it already, then asur, then it's also teat from its beitzim without taking off the outer shell first, the outer peel. V'loy Azron, sharm, didn't have any zera yet, then it's muta. So Master Kashi Minoy Yadinan, how do we know? How do we know if it had zera or not? Rashi says, Azmin Yeshbem Zera Surim the Bidua Shesh Dam. Then you have to be afraid there's some dam there in the Beitzim. So how do you know this? Most like this. Yispu Shuraiku Sumki Asirim. If there's some red spots there, then you have to know it's also. That's a proof that there was some zera, that there was some dam there. Lespu Shuraiku Sumki Sharyan. But if there are no red streaks there on the Beitzim, then you have right to say they didn't have any zera yet, and there's no dam yet, and therefore be mutter, teed it, even without taking off its klipa, the outer membrane. The other Gemara says, umtsi, means like red meat, beya, that's the Beitzim of an animal, or misriki, that's the veins, the hard veins around the neck. So pligi bo Rav Acha Ravina. So machloikis between Rav Acha and Ravina, and usually the pshat for the machloikis is that bechol haTorah kula is Ravina lekula, Rav Acha lechumra. Whenever usually there's a machloikis between Ravina and Rav Acha, usually Ravina is the one that's mekel, and Rav Acha is the one that's machmir. And the hilchos are usually paskin to Ravina lekula. Usually paskin like Ravina lekula, we go lenient. The Gemara says, though, Labar Mahani Tlas, excluding these three cases here, that's different. Then these three cases, the Rav Acha Lekula, Rav Acha is the one that says Lekula is Mutatitim, or Ravina Lechumra, and Ravina is the one that's Samachra, that said the Sosatitim. And in these three cases, again, Virchus Sak Rav Acha Lekula, we pass Kinvaita Lekula. But not like Ravina, but like Rav Acha that he's Mekel. Now, what's the Machlegeson over here? Umtsa, what does Umtsa mean? Red meat, the Asmik. That mamish red meat. In other words, it's full of blood. It's full of dam in this meat. So chotcho umolcho, if you cut the meat in half, umolcho, then you salt it. Safir lekder and amishapidami. You're even allowed to cook it up then in the pot. As long as you cut the meat and you salt it, that takes out the dam. So you're allowed to then afterwards even cook it up. Rashi says chotcho means chatichas harbi. You cut it up into a lot of pieces. What's going to be though, talia nami b'shvuda? Let's say you hang it on a shvud. You hang it on a spit, on a shvud. So then doyiv, and like you're holding it over the fire. So then doyiv domo, then the blood like drips down, flows out, and that's also mutter. Rashi says liya b'shvuda, potechatan in middle of the oven. Litzlash, you want to roast it without cutting this piece of meat into pieces and without salting it, only a little bit. So also this is good as long as you have it hanging in the oven. Since it's hanging, shapadami, that's also good that the blood just drips out. But what's going to be agumri? What's going to be, have the piece of meat that's placed on coals? It's not hanging, it's placed on top of the coals. See, pligi bor ravakrabin, here it's a machloikis. Chadoma neshiv shivalei, one says yes, still it's mutter, that the coals like draw out the blood, and it's mutter teeth from this red piece of meat. The chadoma, and the one here of Acha, and Ravina, that's machmir, the chadoma, matzmis tzomtzilei. No, it doesn't draw out the blood, but it's just the opposite. It causes it to contract, and the blood stays inside it. So that's the machlokes if you put a red piece of meat on top of hot coals. Does it draw the blood out, or does it make the blood contract and stay inside? V'chein, the same machlokes is by Beya. If you have the beitzim of a behemoth, testicles of a behemoth, and v'chein mizukri, the same thing if you have these arteries, like, of the neck, the same machlokes. If you put them on top of coals, what happened to it? Does it draw out the blood, or does the blood stay inside it? The other Gemara says, Reisha b'kivsha. What's going to be if you have a head that was put into hot ashes? Reisha b'kivsha. So, oisvei abeis hashchita. If you have it standing up, and on bottom is the cut of the beis hashchita. So Rashi says, Reisha b'kivsha means harosh. Kishiroitza lahosis saroi. When you want to get the hair off the head of an animal, is nois nol of mayim, or metamnin oisvei b'remetz. Like you put water over it, and you put it into remnants and ashes, into the coals. So Kishra, she says, Hatzmona. So you want to like wrap around the head into these coals. So now, Oisvei Abeis Hashchita, she says, Shebeis Hashchita Mumatev, the place where you shechted, that part of the neck, is on the bottom. So Vadaren it's Mutter, because Dayiv Domi Vishari, the blood like drips out through the Beis Hashchita, and therefore it's Mutter, teeth from it. What's going to be at Stodin? Let's say the head is lying on the side of it. Then we say, Mikva Kofi V'Yosser. Then the blood like clots up and stays inside. Then it becomes Osser. Rashi, that Stodin means Alechayim, it's on its cheek. So Mikva Kofi says, Doma B'Toychoi. The dam inside of it gels up, and then it's Osser, it stays in there. What's going to be though? Oisvei Anechira. Let's say it's standing on its nose, on its nostrils. So then, dotzbei midi shari. If something you pushed through it, like through the nostrils to make a hole there, the dam could come out that way, then it becomes mutter. Vilo yosva, if you didn't stamp something through the nostrils to make a good hole there, then we say the blood does not flow out, and then it's also. And ikadiyam is something like this. Anechira, if you have the head lying on its nostrils, Fiyabes hashchita, or else it's lying on the bottom where the shchita was done to it, then doyiv, then for sure it's mutter. We say that blood drains out, and therefore it's mutter to eat this piece of meat later. At stodim, something like this, that when the piece of meat is just lying on its side, at stodim, then it depends. E dots be midi shari. If you stab through there to make holes through it, then the dam could drip out, then it's mutter. Vilo yosef, if you don't stab through it there on the side, then the dam cannot drip out, and then it becomes awesome. Now, Omer of Yehuda Mashmuel, Shnei Gidim Heim. You should know there are two different types of Gidim. There are two Gidim over here, two veins over here. Of the Churit means, of the Gid HaNosha. There are two Gidim by the Gid HaNosha, Shnei Gidim Heim. HaPnimi, there's the inside one, which is Samach Lietzim, which is near the bone. And on that, also the chayav molo. That's also midiraisa, and you get the malchus if you eat it. Chitza in the outer nerve, though, chitza in samach labosa, which is near closer towards the meat, towards the flesh. That's also midirabonin. But v'yein chayav molo on that, you're not chayav malchus. You're not also midiraisa. For the more of a tanya, we learn like this. For a tanya, we learned pinimi samach labosa. Learned that the inside one, which is near the bosa, mashma, that's the one that's also. And mashma the chitzin is the one called near the bone, the opposite we just said. Samar says, Omer Rav Acho, Omer Rav Kano, Eklude Miklid. So Rashi says, Eklude Miklid mean, Oysai Gid, this long Gid, the Gid Anoshe, Horech, Choyzev Nichna the Basar. Later, when it goes down along the bone, it then goes into the meat. For Osam Kolis Samach Labasar, there we call the inside vein, the one that's Osa, sciatica nerve, there it's called Samach Labasar. So it's true, on top of it, it's closer to the bone. But later, when it goes long the length of it, then it's ikludi kolid, it goes near, it goes into the basa. I've more of a tiny, we learn chitza and hasamach liyatim, learn the outside one, which is near the bone. So opposite we learned before we said, that's the panim, the one near the bone. And there it says, the outside nerve is the one near the bone. Amrav Yehuda, heched the pora tavchi. Is going on where the shechtim cut to make the shechita, the poratavchi. Rashi says, hech the poratavchi have a galuyay, b'makam chatach, hayerach, where they cut through by even the, not lavdavka the base of shechita, where they cut down by the thigh. Kishenechetzav and nefreshes min aliyah, when it's separated from its tail, have a rosh oysa gid mechuba labuka, shalkul yiskach shemati. That place, so there is a place where the outside gid does become near the bone. So therefore it's no stira. The main part of the outside gid is not near the bone, but there is one place where eventually it comes next to the bone. So if we learn like this, what's going to be tabuch shenimtza chelev achrov? We found a tabuch of butcher that overlooked chelev. He didn't trade, he didn't take it out well, he sold the chelev. So Rabbi Yudu Amar Bikisera, if he overlooked the size of a barley, it's no good. We'll soon see what this means. Rabbi Yechonon Amar B'Kezayis. No, he has to overlook a Kezayis worth. Amar Rav Papa V'Lo Pligas No Machlokes. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.